Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
The Gospel of St. John chapter 6. Jesus said these in verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. That is, it is the Spirit that gives life. What Spirit? He said, the flesh profited nothing, but the words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. He said, the words of God, every word of God that proceeded from the mouth of God, he said, his Spirit, that his words are Spirit and they are life. They are living. They're living. Look at the same John chapter 5. He says this from verse 25 to verse 26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. He says, for as the Father, who is the Father? The Word himself. You know, God spoke on Mount Sinai to the Israelites. They heard him speak audibly. They heard him talk. There is the Father. He says, we have God the Father, the Almighty. He is one. And then he now gave them his word by the Holy Scriptures in the stone tablets. He's telling us that as the Father that spoke from the eternity has life in himself, so he has given to his Son. What Son? The words that came from him, which we have in the Bible today. He said he has given the same life to the Scriptures. That the Scripture has life in him. He is that life-giving Spirit. That's why 2 Corinthians 3:17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit that came down from heaven. That every word that proceeded from the bosom of the Father, he is Christ, the life-giving Spirit. That's why he says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. And this word of God says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed, except a man eat my flesh. What flesh? The words that proceeded from the mouth of God. He said he has no life in him. And that I give life. He is the quickening Spirit, the life-giving Spirit. That the words I speak, the words that proceeded from God, is the only begotten Son of God that is in the bosom of the Father. He declares God. He tells us of God, and then he gives us the life of God. That God has empowered his Son, has given to his Son the same life that he is. That is why he says, I am a Father, I one. The Almighty God is Word. He spoke. You can see him. No man has seen God at any time. As God spoke on Mount Sinai, they could hear his voice. He said, the Scripture is speaking. That's why the same Scriptures told us when he was made flesh. He says that the words I speak unto you, they are Spirit, they are life. Who is this Scripture? Jesus Christ himself, the Son of the living God. That's why he said this in John chapter 17, in verse 1 to verse 3 of it. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that the Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Are you hearing? He says to the Father, who the Word, he talks, who was made flesh, the Word. The Holy Scriptures we have in the Bible was made flesh. And this man speaking is the Word of God himself. He said, Father, the time has come that you glorify your Son. It's time for you to glorify the Scriptures. And so that the Scriptures will glorify you. That I and my Father are one. And that you have given him power. What power? He says, as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself. And then this Son now gives eternal life. That's what the Scripture says in John 1 verse 12. As many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. He said this power is the knowledge of him, the revelation of him. That you will not know him, the only true God, the Word himself that spoke on Mount Sinai, and the Scripture he gave to the Israelites, which is Jesus Christ, his Son. And how would that come about? He says to them, he said, tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until the Spirit of the Word come upon you. And then when the Spirit come upon you, then he will give you power to witness me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, to the utmost part of the earth. So he says that you need to receive that Spirit. What Spirit? His Spirit. That it is this Spirit that is the power that gives you sonship, that make you a child of God. That means, he says, as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to his Son to have life himself. And the Son says he can also give the same life to as many as receive him. It means he has power to give you that life. To give you what life? His life. The life of God himself. That's why he says in John chapter 7, hear what he says. In verse 37 of it. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Are you hearing? He cried out on that day, that last day of the feast, telling them, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Who is speaking? Look at it in verse 38. Hear the speaker. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture has said, is the Scripture that says, whosoever is athirst, let him come and drink of me. He says, as the Scripture says, because it's the man of the Scripture that is talking. Who was made flesh? The Word of God. And this Word of God made flesh is Jesus Christ. And he said to them, he that believeth on me, on who? On the Scriptures. On the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible. Then as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That he was speaking of the Spirit of the Scripture. That he was talking of the Spirit of the Scripture. For the Scripture was made flesh. He has not returned to his glory yet. Where he came from? Where did he come from? He came from the Word. Who was made flesh? The Scripture. He says that Jesus was not yet glorified. The Scripture was not yet glorified. That's why he told the Father, he was praying, while he was yet in the flesh. As we read in John 17, he said, the hour is come that you will glorify your Son. That your Son will glorify you. Where is his glory? In the Word. That means, he says it's time for you to make him known. It's time for you to make the Son of God known. That this word you gave to Moses, he said he gave the law to Moses. on Mount Sinai. But the truth of the law came by Jesus Christ. Until he is glorified, then God now pour out the spirit of his son. What spirit? The spirit of the Holy Bible. And that when they gather in Jerusalem on the upper room, 120 of them, he poured out the spirit of the Son of God upon them. The spirit of who? The spirit of the Holy Scripture. And then the same spirit gave them power to testify, to be witnesses unto him. As he said in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, that you will receive power and then you'll be witnesses unto me in the city of Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, to the utmost part of the earth. On that day, the Spirit came upon 120 of them. They were glorifying him. They were speaking by what means? By the Spirit. He said, as the Spirit gave them utterance. As the Spirit that came upon them, the Spirit of the Scripture came upon them. And then they were talking Scripture. They were talking, then the people were wondering. He said, are these people not Galileans? How are we hearing them speak the Scriptures in our own language? Because the Spirit of the Scripture has come upon them. And this Spirit of the Scripture speaks all languages. He is the one that gave the same languages on Tower of Babel. Gave the languages to them. He is a spirit. What spirit? The word. The word. What word? The word of God himself. He says, as the Father poured his spirit on the stone tablet, miraculously, that a time is coming, the same word will pour his spirit upon all flesh. His spirit will come upon men, and they will be talking him. He said, as the scripture has said, that he that cometh to me and drink from me, out of his belly will be flowing rivers of living water. That he was talking of the Spirit, which they that believe on him will receive. That once you believe in him, who? In the scripture, then he will give you a seal of approval. He will give you his spirit. Written with ink? No! With the spirit of the living God. That's why I say in 2 Corinthians, go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I hear what the Spirit says. From verse 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. He says we are able minister, we are ministrations of the Spirit. We minister the Spirit. He said when God spoke on Mount Sinai, after he finished speaking, every word he spoke, word for word, manifested in the stone tablets. He said, this ministration we are is not so. That we are also able ministers to minister the same scripture in your heart. By what means? By the Spirit. And that this Spirit, when he come upon you, then you will be witnesses unto me. You become my epistle. Of letter, no, of the Spirit. He said the Spirit will enter your heart. He wrote on the stone tablet with his finger, means with his Spirit. Now he said this time is a new covenant, not the old covenant where he wrote in the stone tablets. He said he is the same Spirit, but he will not be writing in the hearts of men, not with ink, but by the Spirit of God. That he is the life-giving Spirit. Who? The word of God himself, which we are hearing, we are listening to. That is why he says to them that believe in him, if you continue in my word, if you continue in the scripture, then the spirit of the scripture would set you free. How? He will minister to you. He will write the scripture in your heart. Then you will receive my spirit like in Jerusalem. He wrote in your hearts. He wrote in the heart. That's why he says, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. What spirit? The Spirit of God himself. He says he will give them a new heart. Then Peter says, this is what is promised that was spoken in the book of prophet Joel by the prophet himself. That in the last days, that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. That's what he promised. That he is the life-giving spirit. What spirit does he give? He says his own spirit. that as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to his Son to have life in himself. Now he says that this Son of God will not give you the same Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Word. Not another Spirit. His Spirit. In your heart. In your soul. In your mind. That he is the life-giving Spirit. What Spirit? The words of God. He said, the words I speak to you, their spirit and their life. That this is what God promised. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8. That he will be ministering the Spirit in our hearts. By the Holy Ghost sent from heaven. That's why he says he was talking of the Spirit. That they that believe on him will receive. When he talked of the water they will drink. Then he was talking of the word. You know, the word of God is water, living water. Hebrews chapter 8, in verse 7, it says, for if that covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. He said, if the first covenant, the covenant written in the stone tablets was faultless, he would not have sought for a second covenant. For finding fault with them, he said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. He made a covenant with them in Mount Sinai. When he brought them out of Egypt, then he made a covenant with them by giving them Christ. He gave them the scripture in stone tablets. He gave them Christ in written form. Who is Christ? The word of God that proceeded from the mouth of God. When he finished speaking, he wrote Christ in the stone tablets. He wrote this word, that scripture is Christ. But he said they broke the covenant. They didn't continue in it. He wanted them to continue. That is, they should keep reading the scripture and reading and reading. And then as he commanded them, they should write it in the doorposts. And then when they sit down at home, they should speak it to their children. And then on their way, they should say it. They didn't do so. Then God now said, no, I will not regard that anymore. I will make a new covenant. And this is the new covenant he said we will make. Go with me as we continue in this reading. Look at your scripture again in verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. He said he will not write the same scripture, the same word that was in stone tablets in our hearts. By what means? By the Spirit. By the Holy Ghost himself. Is it another word? No. The same scripture. The same word. He said, I will not put it in their heart. Written with the finger of God. Written with the Spirit of God. This is the new covenant. The word living, the ink, and coming into our hearts, into our soul, into our mind. And the word is telling us that as the Father has life in himself, so he has given to that written word. The written word speaks. And he says they disregarded him, but God being merciful unto us, he says, I will make a new covenant. This new covenant is that the same scripture, the lively oracle, will now write on our hearts. That we are supposed to listen to him. That's why he now told us. He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I well please. Hear you him. Hear who? Hear the scripture. The scripture is talking, is what he's saying to us. That they broke the first covenant. The Lord spoke to them. He wrote it on the stone tablets. They broke the covenant which he made with them in Mount Sinai. He now said he will make a new covenant by his Son. By whose Son? By the Son of God himself. Who is that Son of God? The scripture. That this time around, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. Don't refuse this speaker. That as the Father has life in himself, who spoke on Mount Sinai, so he has given to the scripture to have life in himself. And the scripture says that this is what I will do. I will put my spirit in you. And that's why it says, if you continue in me, if you continue in me, because the Father has glorified him, He has glorified the scripture, and now he is not giving the spirit of the scripture by the scripture. That if you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed, as the scripture has said. I will write my spirit in you. I'll give you my spirit. Who commanded so God? Jesus did not exalt himself by himself. No. That's why he prayed to the Father. He said, glorify thou me with the glory I had with you before the world began. So that as you have given him power, it's time for him to be giving power to men. And he demonstrated it on that Pentecost day in Jerusalem. He said, I send the promise of my Father upon you as it has been promised. Stay here, wait on it, and I will come with power. And that power came upon them. He said, the Spirit came upon them like tongue of fire. And from that time on, the Holy Ghost now write his word in the hearts of men. And they were speaking freely and they were amazed. Where did these people get this from? Peter telling them, he said, all you need to do is to repent. If you repent and turn to him, you have a change of heart. He will give you the same gift of the Holy Ghost. And then he will also write the word in you with hand, no, by the Spirit of God. You will know him because that is the life he gives. He said everyone will know him from the least to the greatest. Let me finish this. Hebrews chapter 8 in verse 11. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me from the least to the greatest. He said everyone that has received his spirit, everyone know him. Because they don't need anyone to teach them. The very anointing which they have received, the very spirit which they have received, which is in them, teacheth them all things. Whose spirit? The spirit of the scripture. He is the teacher. They have not received the spirit of bondage anymore. They have received the spirit of freedom. Who is that freedom? The spirit himself. He said he is the son of God. And when the son of God set you free, you will be free indeed. But he that is still having the spirit of the flesh, who only knows the flesh, he says he's having bondage, the spirit of bondage. When you are still thinking of the flesh, that these are not the children of God, say the scripture. The flesh and blood, they can never inherit the kingdom of God, except you be born again. Born of who? Born of the scripture. He told Nicodemus that flesh gives birth to flesh. That's a different business. But the spirit has promised that he will be giving birth by giving his spirit to men. Those are those who are born again. And those who are born again have the same life as he has. As the Father has life in himself, and he gave to the scripture to have life in himself, so also those who are born of the scripture have the same life. Who gave them that life? The scripture himself. Who glorified the scripture? The Almighty God, the Father. Wherefore God has highly exalted him. Exalt who? The scripture. And gave him a name. That's why it says, as many as receive him, he gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What name? The name of Jesus Christ. That's the name of the scripture. Who gave him the name? The Almighty God. He says, everyone that receive him, receive his spirit. They receive the spirit of sonship because they have been adopted, and thereby they cry out the Father because his spirit is in them. And then the spirit of the scripture bear witness with the spirit of the scripture inside them. They are belonging to the scripture. Born again by the word of God, not by the corruptible seed of the flesh. No, by the incorruptible word of God that abideth forever. He said the Lord, the Holy Scriptures in the Holy Bible is that spirit. That the words I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life, they are living. Tongue of a ready writer. Who? The tongue of the scripture. The scripture is speaking. He said his tongue writes in the heart of man. That if you attend to him, you keep listening to the scripture, listening to the scripture, he says very soon, the scripture will manifest in your heart. Miraculously. That's the miracles. Miracles. Wonderful miracles. The oracle of God entering you is your miracles. That is why I say Christ in you is the hope of glory. Which Christ? The spirit of the scripture. What spirit? He says, I will write them in their heart. Every one of them will know me. No one will not know him. He's not telling you just quoting scripture. He said the spirit of the scripture will enter you. And then you will not be witnesses unto him. Unto who? To the man of the scripture. Not just quoting the scripture for the old man. No, you now quote the scripture in the new man and tell them that this scripture, this word of God, is Christ himself. Peter came to the house of Cornelius. He says that word, that scripture, you know. That's what he sent me to come and tell you. That this scripture is Christ, the Son of the living God, that proceeded from the bosom of the Father. He is the life-giving spirit. While Peter was speaking in the house of Cornelius, those who believe, Cornelius and all his household, and those who were invited to join the fellowship, received the same spirit. God is a spirit. He's not ordinary word. He's not the manipulator. No. What spirit? The scripture. Didn't come by private interpretation. It came by the movement of the Holy Ghost. Holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. That's why when the prophet said, "Thus saith the Lord," it's not the prophet speaking, it's the Spirit of Christ speaking the prophet. That's why we have this Bible today. He says that if you listen to the words that is of the prophet written in the Bible, he said this same scripture will give you this same spirit. You will soon start speaking as the prophet say it will be. Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.